I am Clara Candelas Hernández.
Hola, yo soy Raúl Hernández.
We are husband and wife and have been together 12 years.
We are a bilingual family.
Raising bilingual kids. We talk about parenting, life, relationships.
Pues un poquito de todo.
So welcome.
Bienvenidos.
A tu lado podcast. Hi everyone, welcome back to A tu lado podcast.
Bienvenidos.
Wow, it feels like forever since we've spoken. It has been forever. You can blame my husband for that one.
No, yeah, no. Things got pretty crazy hectic with school, with work. So it's been a little
crazy ride.
Yeah, it's been it was my bad.
Yeah, but it's okay because we're back and we are in full force with season three. And we just wanted to say hello to everyone. Welcome you back to the podcast. If you're new, well, keep listening. Today we are just gonna do a catch up episode and just to give you guys a little rundown of what we've been up to these past 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning of the year. I don't know if you guys follow me on social media, but I was posting about how I was in the process of getting my real estate license. So that was one of the first things I did at the beginning of the year, was get my real estate license. And that was a pretty awesome accomplishment on my end because I actually got my real estate license back when I was 18. I know a lot of people, when they turn 18, are excited to go buy lotto tickets and go to hookah bars, but I was excited to go get my real estate license. Working and in real estate has always, I've always loved it. I've always had a passion for it, but...
That's how I met you.
Yeah, that's how... Well,
we weren't trying to buy a house.
I don't think at 19.
No, but you... you worked at a real estate office,
yes,
so...
Yes, and so you used to go and take me coffee and... You know,
and flowers.
Y todo lo demás.
I became the second receptionist there pretty much.
Yeah, you did. And so I kind of let my license go because I decided to pursue, you know, my master's, and my career kind of went a different way. And, last year I decided to go back into real estate, for fun because I really missed it. And I studied. I took the classes, I did everything that I had to do, and I honestly, looking back at it, I'm like, how did I do that and have a newborn baby and a toddler and a husband and taking care of everything else? Pero cuando uno quiere, se puede, and I did it, and I honestly have to tell you guys that, like, when I went in to take my test that morning, I couldn't even sleep. I was so nervous. I felt like I wanted to throw up, and... The night before, I had read a statistic, and it said something like, I don't know, 40% of people who take the test pass it, or it was just some crazy statistics like, oh my goodness, like, there's no way I'm going to pass it. You know, the things have changed so much in these past 15 years. So anyways, I didn't let that get to me.
She was trying to psych herself out, pretty much.
Yes, exactly. And so I went in, took my test, came back out, and I was convinced that I had failed. In my gut, I was like, no, I didn't pass that. It was like way too hard. They told me not to look at my results until, cause they tell you then and there if you pass it. So I went into the car, sat down, opened the envelope. And then the first word I read is congratulations. You passed your exam. And I was just so happy. It was like the best high. Like I just felt like it was just so amazing to know that, you know, when you work so hard for something, shit gets done. And no matter how scared or how much doubt you might have, it's always, you always have to go for it. You have to try. And so I think that's one of the things that I learned this year is that todo es posible. If you want to, you can do it. So.
Exactly. And I think, you know, just being there, you know, the last year and, you know, seeing how hard she was studying and her finally, you know, just achieve that goal. I mean, for me, to be honest, when Claudia puts her mind to something, it's just like, it's going to get done. So for me, like, you know, to kind of see you get to that point where you were like, I'm going to get my real estate license. And I was just like, there's this part in Step Brothers that she always says, like, I'm just going to get my real estate license for shits and gigs. That's like exactly what she had said. And I was like, wait, what?
I don't think you took me seriously.
Yeah, but. Yeah. You know, but obviously she was joking, you know, but like, you know, for her to actually like go and do it again, you know, like, you know, after such a long time. Was awesome to see. Like I always, you know, I'm in awe of how much she, you know, can do and with just a short amount of time. And
me too.
You know, I'm right here like trying to get my master's. She already has her master's plus her real estate license. Right now she's into bartending, which is like a whole nother thing too. So she was talking about getting her bartending license, and not once did I say, hey, you know what, are you sure? Because I know if she probably said I was gonna do, she's probably most likely gonna do it. So.
No, but I think that, yeah, the bartending thing is just super fun. And I'm like, you know, it'd be kind of cool to be a bartender, not to like actually go and like work at a bar, but kind of just
to learn
the trade of the cocktails.
You're definitely, you love to learn. That's the awesome thing, you know?
That is definitely one thing, is like, there's never enough and you can learn so much. And speaking about learning, this past week, we also took our toddler, Alessandro, our 4-year-old, to preschool.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that we've been trying, like the last year as well, is just trying to get him prepared for that. And I know Claudia's done a really good job also at being, I mean, I feel like you're like you have a lot of stuff going on, but like one of the like things that like, you know, she, you know, put a lot of attention to is making sure Alessandro was prepped. Like, I mean, for pretty much the last year you were
homeschooling
him. And in no, you know, it's obviously like, you know, you're not, you don't have those credentials.
Yeah.
But, you know, for you, it was like you took that on, you know, mm-hmm. of making sure that he wasn't, you know, behind when he got, you know, into pre-K. So for, you know, for me, it was like another awe moment.
Yeah, no, thank you. But you know what? Like, I think that because I know there are a lot of moms out there who are really nervous about taking their kids to school, especially if they're entering kindergarten or pre-kinder and they've never been to school and they've been, you know, kind of like at home or with a caregiver. It was honestly really nerve-wracking those first 2 days, because one, Alessandro, I had been talking to him about school for a couple months now. So I've kind of been prepping him like, hey, you know, you're starting school, so it's not something new. We've been talking about it. The night before, he told me, no, mom, I don't want to go to school. I'm okay. And I'm like in my head thinking like, okay, you have no choice. You're going to go. And so that first morning, I woke up, or I couldn't even sleep the night before. I was so nervous. Like, I felt sick to my stomach. And I got him ready for school. He ate breakfast. He put on his little uniform. We drove to school. You know, everybody was there. Grandma and grandpa, my mom, my little brother. You know, we all went to go take him. And he walks inside the doors. And he just starts crying, like, mom, don't go. And it took us probably like 30 minutes for us to be able to step out. And that was so hard to see. I was even contemplating like, okay, maybe I could homeschool for a quick second. I wasn't serious. It was just for a quick second. And I thought, oh my goodness, what if he's like this every day? Like, I didn't know what to expect. The next day, he didn't cry inside the classroom. He started crying on the way to school. He didn't even want me to put on his uniform. So I was chasing around a 4-year-old running around naked around the house because he didn't want to put on his uniform. I even started crying at the house. And I called Raul, and you know, he was on his way to work. And I'm like, I can't do this. And then I called you back and I said, okay, never mind, I can. And so that second day we took him, he cried as well. But my mom took him in this time. So we kind of used different approaches and different mm-hmm. methods for him to go to school. And the third day was a lot better. So he was ready to go. He was excited. So now it was a lot better. It took us 2 days. So moms, if you're going to take your kids to school, hang in there.
When I took him by myself, I was a little sad mm-hmm. because I thought,
well, let me tell you, what were you doing the morning of before school, before he woke up? What were you doing?
Ironing his clothes?
No, not ironing his. You were crying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I teared up just because
tear up. You were full on crying, okay? Like sobbing.
Well, it's the little things that remind you of like, oh man, I remember when he was so small. Now he's going to school.
Yeah.
And then I remember that even that first day, like just hearing Daniel Tiger on the back of the thing, or, you know, playing in the background.
Or seeing Mati,
I was like, Mati. I had to tell Claudia, like, hey, can we please turn that off? Because I keep thinking about Alessandro, like, you know.
It's so hard.
But when I went to go take him on that Thursday, I was thinking that he was going to have a little bit of a struggle, too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but no, he didn't even, like, acknowledge me or turn. Nos dijo, bye, Dad.
Bye, Dad.
And then, like, left. And I was like, wait, what? Like,
You're like, skirt.
Yeah, I thought I was like, wait, like, I thought he was going to be at least like a hug or like, oh, no, no, he just like left. Se fue. And I remember coming into the car and being like, Claudia, like, he didn't even like acknowledge that I was like, you know,
yeah,
he just left.
You know, that's part of parenting. And I told him, well, we should be thankful that he's not crying. So.
Yeah.
it went good. So
yeah, and then Friday was like no issues. No problem. Yeah, he was no totally issues. Fine. So it took him a, you know, like two days, three days, and you know, but it's definitely a new adjustment for us as well, just because
it is. It's like having to come up with like a new routine, and you know, this past year has been really difficult for a lot of families.
Yeah,
and just being at home and even like seeing all the other kids go back to school, and even though you know everybody's wearing masks, you could still see the joy in the kids' eyes. And I know that Alessandro is just so excited to be around other kids, something that he hasn't had this past year, and that in itself we are so thankful for. And we are thankful for all the teachers that are out there working, and you know, everybody that's taking a part in giving these kids an education, because if it's one thing that we also learned last year is that teachers are so valuable. I have a different appreciation for them. I've always loved school and teachers and principals, you know, like I've always loved it, but I think that now it's just a different appreciation. So another thing that we have been up to these past couple months is my husband is about to wrap up grad school.
Yeah, I go into my second year of grad school. So it's a 2-year program. So this is the last two semesters, and and hopefully, you know, everything goes well. This is where, like, you know, we pretty much do our final project. And so, yeah, no, I went into, you know, now going into my second year of grad school at San Jose State. You know, I mean, for me, it's a surreal moment, because I obviously, like, the first year, you know, being, you know, at home, doing it online, been somewhat of a struggle for me. But like anything else, you learn, you adapt. And, you know, I'm just glad that I, you know, am coming towards that, towards the finish line. I could already feel it. And just being there as well. I mean, it's always a sacrifice, you know, when you have to do those types of things, especially, you know, working full time, you know, and then being a dad. And you know, but one of the cool things is, like I said, it's Alessandro's able to see that, and he's able to also, you know, be like, oh, hey, yeah, I go to school like my dad. So, yeah,
you know, knowing that you're going to be wrapping up your last year of grad school is pretty awesome. I'm excited to see you walk the stage.
Oh, thank you.
And
graduate. And these are things, because I'm not the one, I don't really like talking about, like, you know, I mean, my accomplishments or what I've, you know, but I mean, this podcast is, you know, obviously, like, you reflect on a lot of things and you talk about a lot of things, and hasn't really hit me yet that, you know, I mean, one full year's passed, one more to go, but I feel like if it's anything like the last year, it's going to fly by super quick. And, you know, and next thing you know, I'm going to be a master.
Yeah, you're going to be a master. And then another thing, April, we also went in and got our vaccines. So we have been fully vaccinated since April. And I know that so many things have changed. All our entire, and we're proud to say this, you know, and that our entire family has been vaccinated, except obviously for the little ones, for the kids that are 12 and under. But we are all vaccinated. We've been traveling here and there. We took our first trip, actually, after we received our vaccines. And we know now we had a couple trips planned at the end of the year, but just seeing how things are looking, we decided to cancel everything, and we're just going to kind of stay put at home. If we do travel, it's just going to be for work, but something that we could take the car, because we still haven't flown on an airplane with the kids, and I don't think we're going to in a couple, at least for another probably
given
next
it
year.
I mean giving it a little bit of time, and you know, obviously, like, everything is an adjustment, everything is, like, you know, go as you kind of see things, you know, like, yeah, take it for sure, take it day by day. And you know, like, you know, for us as a family, we made that decision too, to, you know, obviously, like, you know, if things come up, like, and we don't feel comfortable about something, then obviously, you know, we don't do it. So for us, I think we've always, you know, took those precautions just to be, you know, safe, not only for ourselves, but for the rest of our families. You know, I mean, my parents are a lot older, and, you know, just, you know, you never know. So I definitely think with Alessandro going back to school has been somewhat of like, you know, we were even had those moments too where like, is it the right time? But at the same time, like, you know, everything has to kind of go back somewhat to normal. And but it's just an adjustment. You learn to live with the situation and you kind of make those, you know, be more safe, I guess you could say. So
yeah, you just have to kind of plan ahead and think about things a little bit more. And my husband and I are always the kind of people that respect everybody's decisions. You have to do what's best for your family. And for us, we decided to have Alessandro go back to school or go to school mm-hmm. in a smaller setting, taking the right precautions. And that's another thing that came about is that my mom and I kind of launched a little small business of making masks, and we have like different designs. And that's another thing that has kept me really busy, because I didn't think that my mom's mask, you know, little entrepreneurship business was gonna take off the way it did. But as soon as I blasted her on social media, she just started getting a bunch of orders, and she looks at me, she's like, tú me tienes que ayudar porque tú causaste esto. And I'm like, okay, mom, I will, I'll help you. So just being able to create these fun masks, you know, it's like, okay, everybody has to wear them. Yeah, might as well make it fashion. And we create some really fun designs. We just made a Sarape one. We have the Halloween mask coming up. And so that's been really fun. And it's actually really therapeutic going in there and making things with your hand. I'm not really the crafty type of person. My mom is. But it's just something that we kind of do together. And my mom's funny. She, you know, if I don't go to the house one day to help her, she's like, ay, ¿dónde está mi socia? So it's just kind of like a funny thing that we've been doing, and just being able to see the messages from people saying like, oh, look, my daughter is so excited to wear your unicorn mask or your crayon mask. It feels really nice. And it's something that we do with lots of joy. And so if you guys want to go check those masks out, they're at Mama, what is it? Masks by Mama P. That's the handle, because my kids call my mom Mama P. It's just something that kind of stuck. They don't call her name's Josefina. They don't call her Mama Chippy or anything like that. They just call her Mama P. And so the name kind of stuck. And so I'm like, okay, masks by Mama P, because everybody knows them as that. So
no, and they're comfortable masks. Not just saying that because my suegra made them.
No, they or are.
Because you're involved. Yes. But they're comfortable masks. Like, I've worn a lot of masks.
We've tried a ton of masks.
And, you know, I mean, covers my whole face, and I feel like I got a big face.
And they're big enough for and your face.
Yeah, but they're yeah, they feel nice. They mm-hmm. you know, you don't feel like
and I think that they're really comfortable for the kids too, because Alessandro, he loves wearing them and he doesn't complain, you know. Kids, the beauty of them is that they
we got him, I mean, not like obviously like this was an adjustment for everybody, mm-hmm. but the fact that like that 2 year, like when all this stuff happened, he was like 3. Mm-hmm. So he kind of understood that he needed a mask, but now he got used to it. So it's
yeah,
not
now
like
he knows like, okay, I don't go anywhere without my masks. And I don't think it's sad and I don't think anything of it. I think that it's something that we have to live with at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be forever. In our family, we do whatever it has to take to keep ourselves and others safe. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do with wholeheartedly, with love. And so I tell him, you know, like, okay, put on your mask so you don't get others sick, so others don't get you sick. And so for us, it's kind of like an act of helping others. Mm-hmm. And so we make them, and it's fun, and Alessandro loves them. Rule loves them, the whole family. So that's kind of like a little rundown of what we've been up to these past 6 months. We've been busy. We've been trying to keep everybody safe and healthy. And we are really excited to bring you season 3, because we have so many cool guests, mm-hmm. so many amazing stories this season, this upcoming season. So we hope that you find inspiration in every single one of them.
And we know you guys will, because a lot of the guests that we do have are, you know, professionals and have a lot of experience in their field. And, you know, not only do we feel that, you know, you'll learn, but if you have children as well, mm-hmm. they'll learn from them also. So we're super excited for, you know, for you guys to hear the guests that we have on season 3 of A Tu Lado.
So welcome back.